أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكم قصمنا من قرية كانت ظالمة وأنشأنا بعدها قوما آخرين فلما أحسوا بأسنا إذا هم منها يركضون لا تركضوا وارجعوا إلى ما أترفتم فيه ومساكنكم لعلكم تسألون قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين فما زالت تلك دعواهم حتى جعلناهم حصيدا خامدين صدق الله العظيم. Few ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's nusrat and Allah's help to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ, that we will make our wa'da and our promise come true, we will fulfill it, and we will emancipate and free the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those who follow the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and destroy those who have exceeded the bounds, the limitations of Allah, and transgressed. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the people of the past, some of them who had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them. But at the time when they realize the destruction, they try to run away from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَ ظَالِمًا, and how many inhabitants of how many cities or how many villages who were ظالمة, who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not bring iman in Allah. Allah had sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to them. These prophets came down, called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they chose to remain on kufr, they chose to remain in the darknesses of shirk and zulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how many of them that we had destroyed, we had crushed them in the past. وَانْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a very, very important point, that those villages that were destroyed, it did not mean that they were left deserted, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created after them other communities, other people that had come and inhabited those cities, those villages. In other words, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued. Then other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam would come to them, and they would also invite them towards the oneness of Allah, and this process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْقُضُونَ. When they realize and they perceive that our adab, that is the adab of Allah, then إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْقُضُونَ, then they try to run away, they try to flee away from this calamity that is going to befall them. In response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَرْقُضُوا, don't run away. وَرْجِعُوا إِلَى مَا أُتْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ. And this is the reality that all of us must understand and realize. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that return to those luxuries of this world that you had acquired. وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ, to those luxurious dwellings that you have. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ, so that you will be questioned. And it is a norm and practice, and this is natural, that if any human being, any community perceives an adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down, that now the waters are becoming high, there's going to be floods, so all of us will want to run away, we will want to leave whatever we have, whatever little we can take, we will take, but all those luxurious palatial homes we will leave behind, all the beautiful furniture we will leave behind. So at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a degree of authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now don't run away from there. Return, because when you were in those palatial homes, when you had all those luxuries, at that time you felt that you, in inverted commas, were a little god. Everything circled around you. You had your slaves, you had your servants, you had everyone to see to you, to serve you. But now all that is forgotten, and you forget that authority that you had in the area of your dwelling, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, go back over there. But then you will not go, because you realize that this is an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a punishment from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this is going to be a crushing that is going to come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the disbelievers, قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Now when they see the adab of Allah, when they see every sign of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down, then they will curse themselves and they will say, woe unto us, destruction be unto us, inna kunna zalimeen, certainly we had been the wrongdoers. We had been those in the wrong. We should have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now because the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat is coming down and the azab is already there is absolutely no way that they can save themselves from the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Rabbul Izzat responds, فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ, that will continue to be the call, it will continue to be the cry, يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Now it is too late. The currency that we had has lost all its value. The place that we were has changed its government. Everything has changed. Those privileges that we had are all taken away from us. And thus we see this cycle that carries on with man from time to time. Those businesses we had has absolutely no value whatsoever. At that time we realized that we had broken the commandments of Allah. But as they say, the stick of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never ever hear it. But we will feel the pain of it. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing, that now it is too late, that when that azab of Allah comes, when that sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then it is too late for man to turn around. Yes, for us obviously there will be the door of Tawbah that will always be open. For the communities of the past, they were totally destroyed. Hatta ja'alnahum hasidan khamidin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until we make them that harvest that has dried completely, that scum that is on the ground, that is mounted one on top of the other, that dry grass that is there, we will make them like that. In other words, total non-entities. They will have absolutely no life. There will be no one to see them. There will be no one to look at them. But yes, history gives us this lesson of people of the past that were destroyed because of the disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.